So I'm going to talk about like the idea and the concept of bringing shame into your masturbation session. So this is more of an intellectual conversation. If this turns you on to hear about it, like feel free to jerk off. But yeah, it's going to be one of those files, right? So what I notice a lot on beta Twitter is like all of these like bigger sort of creators, these bigger institutions, these brands that, have essentially taken baiting and gooning and turned it into sort of like a body positive, like self-actualization, sort of empowerment movement, all always point to shame as the reason why they couldn't experience this pleasure the way they do now. And I think it's a bit of a cop-out. I think it's exclusionary, and it doesn't really point to the real question of why they felt the way they did. Like, I think it varies from person to person, and I think if you're making a PR statement using the shorthand shame, something that people can easily sort of say that that's a bad thing, is not very helpful. And by that, I mean, you have to have those types of conversations with yourself and with others and in a clinical setting as well sometimes to understand why you feel that you can't masturbate or that you can't pleasure yourself the way that you do if you experience shame. Because when it gets down to it, shame is an emotion. Shame is an emotion that is perpetuated onto us from a shameful society. You can literally be ashamed about anything in the world. Anything. Like there are people that feel ashamed when they eat ice cream because that means that they're breaking their diet, right? There's always context to shame. Some people feel ashamed for showing a lot of skin when they go swimming or if they had to take off their shirt to go swimming, That's shame as well. There's people that feel shame about literally the organic material on their body, fat shaming, body shaming, all that sort of stuff, right? You can feel shame about anything, right? And I don't necessarily think that shame is to blame when it comes to not wanting to masturbate, or that, shame and being proud are opposite sides of like the spectrum, For some people, they wear their shame as a badge of honor. I've had times when I hang out with my heavier set friends and they walk out wearing like a crop top that's made of mesh and they go to a pride parade and then like it's all smiles, it's all happy. But right after they tell me, like, this shirt is so uncomfortable, I don't feel comfortable wearing it. But I had to make a statement, I had to show everybody that I'm proud of my body. And then, like, it's a very ego-driven thing sometimes. And, with that person, I told them, like, well, you can just take the shirt off, you don't have to wear the mesh. Or you can put on a shirt, like, nobody's gonna think less of you for it. Sometimes our brains just associate certain emotions with like good or bad, assigning morality to them. And it's not anybody's fault if they blame shame for the reason why they can't feel like they want to masturbate or the reason why they felt like they had to stop masturbating. Oftentimes, those emotions and discussions are more complex than just shame. You could literally talk in circles about it for hours. And the thing about that is like, the goal for masturbation isn't necessarily to overcome shame. Like I said, like shame is an emotion. It's a real thing that people experience. I think to say, remove shame from the bedroom is essentially to say ignore parts of yourself, ignore like parts of your mind, be less in tune with your body and less in tune with these emotions that your body has. Like I've had sex with someone that like just had top surgery, and when I was like having sex with them, it was really uncomfortable because they kept on like stopping everything, right? They kept on saying, no, I don't feel in the mood. And I asked them, well, what's going on? And they said, well, I feel bad because you see my scars. Their scars were a source of shame after the surgery. And so I said, well, just put on a shirt, wear a harness, cover it up. You don't have to be naked for sex. And, after that, once that happened, then we got back to it and it was really fun. I think the only path towards getting over what you're ashamed about is acknowledging that it exists and acknowledging what you would have to do to overcome that. For some people, like if their body is a great source of shame, right? They look in the mirror and they don't like what they see. their solution to that would, you know, heavily vary depending on how much shame they have with their body. You know, for some people, all they have to do is not look in a mirror. Other people, they have to get surgery. Other people, they just got to go to therapy. For other people, you know, they are ashamed of their body, but it turns them on to look at the mirror and see, like, oh, I don't like my body, but I'm okay with it. It turns me on. It makes me look sexy, as weird as it sounds, right? Because there are still people in our society, if you grew up in a shameful society, as most of us have, when it associates with, like, sex and, like, body image and all sorts of things, most people, you know, they have those feelings inside them. And for some of us, for loser baiters, for people that are into humiliation and degradation, it's so deeply ingrained into their identity and their idea of pleasure that they can't separate the two. And you might think, like, oh, well, there must have been something traumatic that happened to them for them to, you know, derive pleasure from something that's so, like, not good for you, that's toxic. And for some people, yes, some people, no. You know, like, it's very complicated. You know, humans are very complicated individuals. And, you know, to say that somebody, just because they like having shame in the bedroom, just because they like having shame and insults thrown at them for pleasure, that there's something wrong with them. But no, it's just, you know, that's how beautiful the human species is. We're very complex. We're very, you know, very difficult to understand sometimes. And for some people, like, being shamed and being humiliated and insulted, it just feels more comfortable. Like, if you've ever had that situation that happens whenever you, like, achieve something of great importance, or maybe you have a reputation to you and somebody comes up and, you know, they flatter you and they say, oh, you look so beautiful in that outfit, your eyes are gorgeous, your hair is sparkling, you're so talented, I'm so proud of you. You know, if they come up to you and do that and they barely even know you, you're gonna feel uncomfortable because it doesn't feel as genuine. Whereas, like, if somebody on the side of the fucking road, like, just fucking hurls an insult at you and just says, like, hey, funny looking, like, or, huh, you walk real funny, like, you're gonna look to your friends and be like, do I really walk funny? You know, like, sometimes for people, like, insults are more easy to believe than a compliment. So to bring it all the way back to point A, people who receive pleasure from being shamed, or from shaming themselves, or being a loser baiter, or whatever, are not the villains. They are not. You have no enemies in this fight, right? We are all baiters. We are all bait brothers. We're all gooners. We're all, like, in the same community. And that's what I've always said, and that's why Proud Baiters sometimes do not like me, is that we are a part of the same community. We love masturbation. You know, it's a shared interest. I would rather focus on something that unites us as opposed to, like, something that divides us, right? I'd say watch out for people that say that they have all the answers, that the way to self-actualization is by ignoring what your body feels and what you think. You know, it's a very dangerous sort of path to go down. Because all this to say that, like, loser baiters, people that are, like, piggies into humiliation, all that stuff, right? I don't think that they are the placeholders that people think they are. They don't symbolize the system of oppression, the systems that cause people to feel shame, right? They are not agents of these larger societal issues. You know, if somebody's talking about how they like small penis humiliation, for example, they themselves are not a symbol of male masculinity and the whole idea that manhood should be massive and well endowed. What they are is a person that has been raised in this system with these power dynamics that have been created, and they use them for acts of self-pleasure, either with themselves or with others. So in conclusion, I'm gonna get off my soapbox now, but just, if you didn't listen to the whole thing, that's what you should take away from it, right? Masturbation is nothing to be ashamed of, unless you want to be ashamed of it. Then go for it.